Everybody, welcome to CeraVe Conversations, brought to you by IHS Markit. My name is Atul Arya. I'm Chief Energy Strategist at IHS Markit, and it's my great pleasure to have today Mr. Sanjeev Singh, who is the Chairman and Managing Director of Indian Oil Corporation, one of the world's largest downstream companies and the leading distributor of petroleum products in India. In our conversation with Mr. Singh, we will talk about what has happened in the Indian market in the short term with the largest lockdown in the world in India, and also what is the impact of that over the medium and long term. Welcome, Mr. Singh.
Thank you, Rishabh. Thank you. It's always a great pleasure to discuss things with you.
Thank you. Thank you. So I know that India has been, in the entire country, the largest lockdown, as we're calling it, in the world for almost 3 weeks now. So how is that impacting your operations? You are the largest marketer of fuel in India, if I'm correct.
This is absolutely true. It's not only India, probably the whole mankind. What we are witnessing today is something which is unprecedented. Yeah. Each country has its own challenge. Definitely it's something which all of us are experiencing for the first time in our lifetime. And let's hope that we don't have to witness anything similar to this anytime in future also. But for us, let's accept this, that the lockdown was probably declared well in time. We do realize the importance of energy supplies to remain alive during all this period. And I strongly believe that the biggest responsibility today on our shoulders is to make sure that the LPG reaches home. Because while the families are locked out, it's absolutely essential that the fuel for the domestic cooking is made available. Mm-hmm. Electricity and piped natural gas is still being used by a very small percentage of population. But to a very large percentage of households, they still depend on domestic LPG for cooking. And we are extremely satisfied that so far we have been able to meet the requirement very well. You'll be surprised to know that we are delivering today more than 5 million cylinders every day without fail. And today no one is permitted to go to the LPG distributors to collect cylinders, and we are delivering at each and every home fairly successfully. Now the challenge is because of a lot of sectors slowing down, a lot of industries going out of operation, at least for the time being. The demand has dropped, whether we talk about the conventional fuels, the transportation fuels, or other products from the refineries. So the refineries, obviously, the refineries' capacity, the refineries' operating levels have gone down. But in fact, we are operating a lot of our refineries today just to make sure that the LPG is produced. Yeah. While the LPG demand is high, I mean, we are seeing high percentage. The government has come out its own support package in which at least to 80 million households, 80 million customers, we are delivering free LPG for the next 3 months. And apart from other things. So I think this is a challenge, but looking into the network which we have, meeting into the requirement of today's social distancing, while there might be some stricter lockouts in certain localities, certain cities. There might be a curfew kind of a thing in many cities today. In spite of that, we are moving LPG, we are moving bulk LPG, we are moving packed LPG. We are operating our bottling plants at more than 100% capacity in spite of all these challenges. I think things are happening in the right direction.
So let me ask a few follow-up questions, break it down a bit. Yeah. So LPG, was there any attempt by the consumers to, you know, buy many cylinders, like a bit of a hoarding issue? Did you have to deal with that?
Yes. In fact, the way we have a market, because we have two provision, each individual can or each customer can have up to two cylinders. While there are a lot of families who still own a single cylinder. Now, if a family owns two cylinders while the one gets emptied and the refill is arranged, say, within the next 48 hours or 72 hours, they still do not have that kind of anxiety. But still, there are nearly 40% of families who own a single cylinder. So there was a sort of panic initially. I mean, and we saw as much as 40% to 50% extra booking. Now, extra booking was putting a lot of strain on the system, because you can imagine if I book the cylinder while my running cylinder is not yet empty. So my whole channel, my whole system comes into operation. We took a filled cylinder and we reach his home only to find out that the empty is still not available. So while the whole system has worked, but the mission is still, the product is still not delivered. So we went to the media, we reached the public, and we said there was nothing to panic. And they didn't believe us initially. And it's only after a few days that they saw that whatever we were saying was really happening. So now today, significantly, the panic buying has gone down. In between, we also came out with a lot of, the government came out with a scheme in which we are delivering free cylinders to PMUI or Ujjwala customers, which is a little more than, which is 80 million customers. Now, again, it was a big challenge. How do we deliver it? How do we make sure that the subsidies and the amount is reaching to each right customer and while they are using this money to buy LPG cylinder? Now, the whole system or the whole business model is sitting on a very strong technology platform today. And that's how we could, we are in the process of transferring money. The total money is getting transferred to his account. We will have to use this money to buy a cylinder. If he buys one after 15 days, we'll transfer the second lot of money for the second cylinder and similarly for the third cylinder. So it's being executed very professionally to make sure that the benefit is reaching to the right person.
Just the logistics of the whole thing, when the country is shut down, must be pretty harrowing. I just want to kind of hear, how did you, you didn't know, you had not much of a warning, right? 4 hours before the country was shut down. So what did it take you to get the whole system going?
I think probably the spirit behind everything is extremely important. Today we are, I'll share one example with you. We have district nodal offices. We have more than 700 districts in the country. And for each district, we have one nodal officer for LPG. He may be an internal officer, he may be BPCL or HPCL officer. And who coordinates on behalf of industry as far as the LPG placement, LPG logistics, or taking up the issues with the local government, with the district authorities. So he coordinates on behalf of the industry. Our minister, he holds video conferencing. Of course, we interact with the senior management, including CEO. We interact with the minister without fail, minimum once every day. And this many a times, it is 2 times or 3 times also. And this is, we are interacting every day. And within the company also, we interact with different levels. So once he was meeting all the DNOs, there were more than a couple of hundreds DNOs. And he wanted a ground level information from each and every DNO. And they were introducing themselves. None of the DNO introduced himself as officer of a particular company. He simply said, I'm dear of this district. And nobody asked them to do so. So today we have broken the boundaries of the companies. Similarly, today the country has broken the boundaries of probably the departments or the industry or the states. So it's the whole society which is very strongly working together. I think that was the spirit which ensured that everything worked well. When the lockdown started, everything stopped. Now, we have cross-country truckers who move the product from a couple of hundred kilometers from the port location, from the refinery locations to different bottling plants. And, the roadside restaurants and everything stopped. There was nothing. So our retail outlet, they started providing free food to all these truckers who were moving. And that is still working fairly well. So while nothing else was working, probably everything was being provided. Had it not been there, I think we would have survived. So while everything was locked down, I went to my hometown and I could see during the night only LPG trucks moving. And that is still happening. So while there is a lockdown for everything else, but the key essential goods, including petroleum products, including LPG, they have a free movement permission throughout the country. People came out and we did address the concerns of the crew, of the truck drivers or other crew members. We came out with insurance policy for all such people who are working with us, with our business, which included TT crews, the tank truck crews, which included the LPG distributor boys, delivery boys, the pump attendants, all those who are coming in, who are having little higher risk than those people who are staying at home. We provided them medical insurance cover, not only to them, but to their family members. We offered them, I mean, this is through insurance company, over and above the oil companies are offering 5 lakh rupees, ex-gratia payment in case anything happens to any one of these. And this happened very fast. So apart from really providing them financial assistance if need arises, I think the stronger thing was, or the stronger message was, that we care for each other. I think which has gone extremely well. And I'm happy to share, I'm extremely satisfied that the things are working as we want them to work today. I mean, the times are extremely challenging. But, and behind the scene, while the delivery is one part, we made sure that the refineries are operating. Today, a couple of refineries we are operating only for the sake of making LPG. And we made out of our own strategic plans that how to do that. We have jacked up our LPG import substantially. And it's not only that you tie up LPG import. I mean, the port capacity should be available. We have to coordinate with the Ministry of Shipping or with the port authorities so that LPG import gets priority. And then immediately, very quickly, it has to be distributed to the bottling plants. When the so much of consumption has increased, then you have to make sure that the new cylinders are available. So it's not only what is visible is required to be done. There is a lot behind the scene which has to be taken care of.
Supply chain issues. Right. So I want to move over to fuel and petrol. So what has been the drop in petrol demand from a normal demand? Where are you now? How far down are you?
I think if we look at the demand growth, probably till February we were seeing different number. March was entirely different number. And if I look at the say first 15 days of April, I think it's again a different number. Mm-hmm. Till February, if I would say, we were seeing decent growth of LPG and gasoline. I would say LPG was more than 6% because the base has increased tremendously. I mean, we should compare LPG growth this year. We shouldn't compare with earlier years because today the base is fairly high. So you're seeing very good growth of LPG. We are seeing very good growth of gasoline, which was close to 7% or so. March, suddenly after the first week, we started seeing decline because a lot of restrictions were being posed. So then gasoline we saw negative. And overall till February, I mean, if I look at all the petroleum products put together in India on industry basis, we were seeing a growth of close to 1.2, 1.3% till February. The March saw so much of negative that if the total year, I mean, which we count from April to March, we saw, I think, 0.6%, 0.5 to 0.6%. So, I mean, I would say 3 weeks alone took so much of volume out of the total thing. If I see it today, while the bulk movement is still picking up, because I mean, we'll talk about how the lockdown is being opened up now or how we are seeing change. But we lost, at the minimum demand levels, we lost nearly 70% of the demand of gasoline and diesel.
Wow.
Predominantly because apart from the essential commodities, nothing else was moving. The private vehicles, apart from the emergency vehicles, ambulances, police vehicles, no other petrol vehicle was practically being driven. We are a two-wheeler country. I mean, nearly 65% gasoline goes in two-wheelers. And while all the cities were under 100% lockdown, so two-wheelers movement was to bare minimum. Now, incidentally, the refineries, I mean, we didn't shut down a single refinery in the country. That's another beauty. One of our very small refineries, Guwahati, was shut down for annual turnaround. So we didn't start the unit out of the turnaround while the refinery is ready. So now another thing, which you know very well, that the country was committed to introduce BS6 or Euro 6 from 1st April. Mm-hmm. It still went on as planned. So that's the beauty of the whole game. I mean, in spite of all this, I mean, there were tremendous doubts how the sector will deliver Euro 6 in these trying times. But probably We had gone so ahead and there was no point. In fact, even 2 weeks, I would say 15 to 20 days before, we had switched 200% BS6 throughout the country. So silently, the industry moved to Euro 6 during this period. So from 1st April, India is on Euro 6.
Do you think this is a permanent demand, you know, decline, or you think it'll come back up and go back to the growth you were talking about, say, January, February timeframe? And how long?
Let's see. Now, once we start opening up, because I think very soon, because initially it was for a 21 days lockdown.
Correct.
And after this 21 days, a couple of sectors are being opened up, which includes fertilizer, which includes steel. So while the power and refineries, they were still operating. And so a couple of sectors, I mean, even the polymer units are also coming up, because I'm seeing on daily basis some smaller units are coming up on stream. Now, also because a lot of these units, particularly the petrochemical or the polymer downstream units, they are manufacturing items which are required for emergency services also, including the packaging material, including the masks and things like that. So these sectors are being permitted now. So we will see. Now, there are two things which probably I would say in medium term, which are going to determine the demand or coming back the demand numbers. Number one is how the different sectors are opening up. Because today, while diesel, we are little more comfortable, I should say, that because a lot will be driven by the domestic movement. Gasoline, unless the personal movement starts, the gasoline cars or two-wheelers, they will take a little more time. So other sectors will be driving the diesel growth. Second thing, which I'm sure will change the demand, whether I can use the word permanently, but I would say on a long-term basis also, the purpose of mobility. I mean, you see, a lot of things got disrupted during this period. Number one, we have seen that it got disrupted because of the virus issues or, I mean, the demand got disrupted. Secondly, the technology has come in a very big way. I mean, the way we are conversing today.
Now,
Now internally, if I look at my own organization, there used to be a debate about, I mean, why we shouldn't allow people flexible timing or work from home or those kind of concepts. And we, the old timers, we used to feel that, no, I mean, our sector is probably, this is not a very right way. And I think the conventional way, the more reliable way. But today we do realize there is a lot probably which can be done differently. And I think it's not only us, probably each and every organization is today realizing that a lot can be achieved using the right technology today. We have gone little more towards the simpler lifestyle and more efficient use of technology. I think that will have some impact on, at least I would say, the gasoline demand. But nevertheless, we were going through. I mean, we were seeing 8%, 9% on a consistent basis. So in spite of whatever change might come because of these reasons or the efficient use of mobility which may bring in, but I'm confident that we will still see positive growth next year.
So how does this, you know, there's such a huge disruption now, both in India and around the world. How does it change the longer term strategy for a company like Indian Oil? Do you revisit your thinking, or what are you thinking about the longer term?
You see, I mean, let's see. Even before this thing happened, we were still exposed to the global market. Now, when I say the exposed to the global market is not only from the point of view of the crude import, because we are a large importer of crude. Apart from that, even our product prices, I mean, the way we price, particularly the gasoline and diesel, the two major products in the country, I mean, they are floating with the global prices. Now, you know very well that the gasoline cracks had been very extremely low. I mean, we have been seeing negative cracks for many, for quite some time now. And the projections are that for many coming months also, they will remain negative. So it has probably, if gasoline is not being consumed in other major consuming countries like US or Europe, they will impact Indian market also. Mm-hmm. So we are not insulated from what is happening globally. So while we can look at our Indian numbers, but to a very large extent, our whole business also gets impacted by what is happening across the globe. So to that extent, I think we will be impacted by the global crisis. Now, we had been, even before this happened, you know that all our discussions used to be about disruptions or what EVs can do about the demand and things like that. So we have seen probably those disruptions very fast, very quickly. So we have seen drastic changes in the demand numbers. When it comes to how do we probably plan our future, definitely, I mean, as far as the prices are concerned, I mean, if I see from the crude point of view or the gas point of view, I mean, we don't see any shortage of raw materials as far as the crude or gas. I mean, it might be the other way. The prices should be reasonable. Probably we can talk a little about the crude prices also. But if I use the word reasonable, I think if the prices are reasonable, they will support both. They will support producer, they will support consumer also. When it comes to products, I think we need to realign slightly. We had a lot of, because we had a lot of plans for brownfield expansion, for greenfield expansion, so as far as the refining capacity is concerned. Significant plans for petrol production capacities in the country, within the company, and other companies also were planning similar things. But probably looking at the different price ranges, what we are seeing or what we are anticipating today, probably the economics of all these things will need to be worked out. In spite of whatever is happening today or in spite of whatever we are anticipating in the near future, I am still very, very confident about the positive growth of all the major petroleum products. The numbers may change in the medium term. But I don't think that we are going to see negative growth of diesel or petrol or diesel or gasoline even next year. So I'm extremely confident that we are going to see positives in these major products also. Although the numbers.
Do you think the demand may just go speed up because the prices have come down so much? I mean, would that be a rebound effect?
I don't think because even when the prices, we have seen the gasoline prices, I mean, today we are a little less than 70 rupees per liter, and we have seen the gasoline going to 85 plus. So it's a very temporary impact. You see, the diesel will be driven by, I mean, the diesel is our major product. We are a diesel driven economy, and the diesel will be driven by other sectors. It will be driven by the mass transport or the goods transport. So it will be driven by other sectors strongly. Gasoline is something which will be driven by the private vehicles, by the two-wheelers or four-wheelers. And a few rupees a liter difference in the petrol prices or diesel prices, I don't think they will impact the demand on a longer-term basis. Not at all. We have not seen it happening that way unless the prices would touch a very high levels. People will try to put some restraint, which otherwise also will happen today. While the mass transportation was being promoted, post COVID-19, probably a lot of people might prefer for personal transport. I mean, they may avoid mass transport for quite some time. Mm-hmm. So that may put some extra push towards, I would say, especially gasoline consumption.
Yeah. So my that's very interesting. We'll see how the market develops, Mr. Singh. My last question is about sort of climate and environment. So one of the side benefits we're seeing around the world, and I saw pictures of places in India where the wildlife is coming into the city. You see all these birds, you know, in the middle of Delhi and Connaught Place. So air quality is much better. All of these benefits, but at a very high cost. How do you see the balance between climate, air quality, and growth? Will the mindset in India change because of what has happened?
I'm sure that the realization of this aspect will also come to the society. Mm-hmm. Probably otherwise, had it not happened, nobody would have believed that we can see changes so fast. I think everyone is appreciating this. You can see mountains from Jalandhar today. You can see Himalaya range from Jalandhar. There are a lot of positive changes which people are realizing. As I said earlier, people might be moving towards a little simpler and less complex way of living. which I think might simplify a lot of things. I mean, we have started realizing that probably a lot of things after which we all were running probably are not needed today. So I'm sure that this realization has come, but it can't continue the way it is happening today because it's coming at a very, very high cost, which is not sustainable. So I think there has to be a very strong balance. And we do realize because, I mean, even switching to BS6 or Euro 6, it came at a very high cost. But we do realize that each segment or each part of the society has to do its own role. So I'm sure that we will not go back to the same levels. And when we are looking into the cleaner environment, probably the ambient temperature also has to play a very big part because in summers, normally you don't see things settling down because the temperature gradient is such that you see the pollutants moving up. So that may also be helping because the Indian climate has started heating up. We are seeing summers now. So I'm sure that we'll have a better tomorrow.
Thank you, Mr. Singh. This was a very interesting conversation to talk about how you are tackling the distribution of LPG, which is so critical for the Indian consumer, how you have introduced the Euro 6 standard in the middle of a major lockdown, and then what are your thoughts, you know, your thoughts about the future. So thank you again for your time and for this conversation.